I wanted to watch one show which I missed. I wanted in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, and it wasn't.
Wasn't there?
No, it wasn't. I
yet. Torreway, Northwest London. Monday, Ches Tishri, the 3rd of September. Barav Gedalia Lieberman Shlita, Barov Om Hadras Melech. This week's Torreway Shurim have been sponsored for the yahrzeit of Mrs. Chana Klein Olea Shalom, Chana Bas Rabavrom Akoin Olea Shalom. This yahrzeit is on Yud Gimel Tishri. And also to mention, the yahrzeit of Chava Reisel Bas Michol, whose yahrzeit will be on Chof Ches Tishri.
Good morning. Mark Simateva. The Indian I'd like to speak about, I mean, it has a specific relevance to Yom Kippur, to Rosh Hashanah, to Sukkos, so it's certainly a Nyon Adiyoma. Related to the time that we find ourselves, but it's related also once a month and to every Shabbos and to every day as well. So it's always a practical thing, and so even it bothered me for a long time, and I looked into it a little bit, and I'll share with you. Although I've called a brave Amhadras Melech, the specific Indian I'm going to discuss is when one makes a when there's a few people able to make a bracha together, is it better that one person, each person makes their own bracha? Was it better that one person makes the bracha and is moitzi everybody else for Baroi Vam Hadras Melech? The reason the Indian troubled me is because what do we do lemaisa? So I think very much depends on which brachas. Some brachas we do like this and some brachas we do like that. Am I not right? I mean, when it comes to a Birch Hanenin, we'll discuss a little bit the Makoris in a moment. When it comes to Birch Hanenin, more or less we always make our own brachas. A few exceptions. Maybe the Challah on Shabbos, sometimes the moitzi is. One who makes a moitzi is moitzi everyone else, the wine. But generally speaking, we make our own brachas. When you bench, we bench ourselves. Even when there's a zimun, we bench ourselves. Although in the dinner de Gemara, certainly that when there's a zimun, one should be moitzi everybody else. When it comes to brachas and mitzvahs, it's also very confusing, I think. Are there examples where... there are certain examples... Halal, everyone makes their own bracha, generally speaking, everyone makes their own bracha. Shechionu on Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, that's an example where it's discussed before, I'll get to it. Everyone makes their own bracha. But by Tkiyas Shaif on Rosh Hashanah, I think everyone was Yotze with the Kippur, but they made the bracha, and everybody was Yotze, is that right? On Sukkos, Leish Shaif in the Sukkah, does one person make or does everyone make? Huh? Everyone makes their own?
No.
Okay?
Huh?
No. So we have Machloikas, very good. Some people do like this, some people do like that, right? So it's not clear. The Birchas Lulav, if it's done in shul, does the Chazan make or does everybody make? I think everyone would make themselves if you're making the bracha in shul. Megillah, certainly everybody's yotze with the Baal Koreah. People don't make their own bracha on Megillah. So how does it all work? Why sometimes at this and sometimes at that? So let's explain a little bit from the Makoris. If we have time, maybe we'll also be able to try and work out a little bit our minhag, although there doesn't seem to be a clear, unified minhag exactly what everybody does. I'll begin with discussing the halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes. The din is that when Yom Kippur comes in, you make a shechionu, like every Yom Tov, we make a shechionu. Usually we make the shechionu in Kiddush. Over here, we can't obviously drink the kosher of wine. And b'meila, shechionu is made. The Chazan makes shechionu in shul, right? And that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham over there says that first he brings a kolboy. And the kolboy says that it's better that everybody makes shechionu by themselves. Odif, better, without explaining why. Better each person should make their own shechionu and not be yotze with the Chazan. Magen Avraham then goes brings the Dak of Moshe. Ramon says that minageinu is that the Chazan makes the bracha and everyone is yotze. He then brings the Shalom, who says that the one, it's dafka, the Chazan should make the bracha, and everybody should be yotze with the Chazan, because Barei Vam Hadras Melech, when the bracha is made by the Chazan, and everybody's yotze together with him, that is making the bracha together. So it's Barei Vam. So it's more Hadras Melech, it's more splendor for the king, for the Eivishter. Then the Morgan of Rome says, however, he thinks since you need kavana of the chazan to be moitzi everybody, and everyone needs kavana to be yotze, and not necessarily will everyone have the correct kavana, so it's better that each person should make their own bracha. And then he says the din is the same by halel and by luluf. So, it's an interest. Again, if we take this morning, and I believe that's the Minhag Maisa, we just mentioned Matan Prime, that's the Matan Prime says to do it. That's if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, that's what he says, that each person makes their own bracha, and that's what happens in Shul, right? The Chazan makes the bracha, but each person, each individual makes the bracha Shechiyonu for himself. As well, and as it's brought in the poskim from the Matan Prime to make sure to for earlier poskim as well to make sure to finish the bracha before the chazan in order to be able to say Omi. Yeah, but so everyone makes the bracha. If we use this Morgan of Rome as the guiding light, it would imply that the rule is in principle Barayvam Hadras Melech. In principle, like the Shalos says, that everyone should make their own that one bracha should be made for everyone together. What's the implication of it? Lemaisa, practically, everyone makes their own bracha because you don't have kavanah. But we don't. First of all, one question is, why does the Morgan of Rome say, Bechein Adin Bahalel Ubalulav? And what happened to all the other brachas? What happened to Shefa? What happened to Mikra Megillah? What happened to Leishi Basuka? What's the Bechein Adin Bahalel Ubalulav? And similarly, we don't apply it, right? We don't apply it by everything. There's many brachas that we are moitzi, like I just mentioned, where chazan is moitzi. So why is it that some brachas are like this, some brachas are like that? So let me go back a little bit to the Gemaras. The Gemara in Peresh is in the eighth period of brachas, and it's discussing the bracha of Boiri Ma'uri Ha'ish. The Gemara says, Yoshim B'Samedrash, people are sitting in Shulmas Shabbos, and somebody brings Oir, Nair, to make Boiri Ma'uri Ha'ish. So B'Shamay say, Kol Echad Mevorach La'atzmoy. Each person makes his own bracha. B'Shilul say, that Echad Mevorach L'Kulam, one person should make a very, very age, and be Motzi everybody, because B'Roiv Am Hadras Melech. Yeah. So the Gemara says, B'Shilul say the reason, B'Roiv Am, but B'Shamay don't say the reason. So the Gemara explains, B'Shamay hold the issue is Bittul Beis HaMedrash, that if everybody makes their own bracha, there's less Bittul Torah. If you make one bracha for everybody, there's more Bittul Torah. Why so? I always enjoy sharing the Rabbeinu Yonah, what Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say. It's not crystal clear, but it seems Rabbeinu Yonah. He says that if everyone makes their own bracha, so then how much Bittul Torah is there? Baruch Atah Hashem Mechil Melechel Boim Meirich. But if you all yotze together, so then you have the bracha plus Amen. So it's another word. So it's more Bittul Torah. Yeah? So it's interesting that Rabbeinu Yonah seems to learn the Gemara. That the Amen is an extra word and takes more time, and therefore there's more Bittul Torah, and therefore you should make the bracha together individually according to Beis Shammai. It's Mashmah from Rashi, perhaps a little different, certainly the way Rav understands it, seems to understand it, that a more of a practical thing. That if you have to quiet all Beis HaMedrash down to one bracha, that will take 30 seconds, 60 seconds, that will take a bit of time. So that's where the Bittul Torah is. But the bottom line is, Beis Hillel Paskin, the Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. We should be making the bracha together. And therefore, if we took this Gemara, the Pashtus, that would be a rule. That whenever you have a choice, 3 people, 5 people, 2 people, 10 people, I'm a choyev in a bracha together, they should all, one person should make the bracha, and be moitzi everybody. That would l'chura be the implication from this Gemara, and that's seemingly what the Shalom says, that the Shalom I quoted to you from the Magen Avraham, that he says that one person should make the bracha, be moitzi everybody, by Shechiyonu, because of Barayim HaMadras Melech, that's the implication. However, Lemaisa is not so simple. So before we begin, already in the Gemara it's not so simple, because the Gemara discusses Bracha Rishayna, in Dapman Beis and Brachas in the sixth Perek, the Gemara discusses, there's a Mishnah discussing whether there's a few people together eating together, and should one make a bracha and be moitzi everybody, a bracha Rishayna on food, Brachas Anenin, or should they all make the bracha together? And the Mishnah says that Yoshvu Kol Echad Mevorach La'atzmoy. If they're simply sitting, they're not doing a seibah, they're not reclining, so each one makes their own bracha. A seibah, if they're all sitting around the table reclining, which in the olden day that was the way of binding. Sitting down for a proper meal was with a seiba, with reclining, and therefore that meant we're like sitting together. So then the Mishnah says, Echad Mevorach L'Kulam. The Rishonim point out, Tosfos the Rosh brought in Shulchan Aruch, that nowadays we don't do a seiba. It's not terogit, we don't normally do a seiba. So the way to apply this then is that Yeshiva, Sovah, Shulchan Echad, sitting round the table means we're all united as one, and then Echad Mevorach L'Kulam, says the Mishnah. Then one should make the bracha and be moitzi everybody else. But if you're eating individually, so then call Echad Mevorach La'atzmoy. Yeah, so that's the din by Brachas Anenin. So the Gemara discusses, is that only by Pasvayayin or also by other things, also by other brichas and enin, and again, we don't have time to go through all the sugyas, but in short, the mechaber paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan, like the Shita of the Gemara, that says that also other things, if you do a seba, if you recline, if you sit around the same table, you can moitz with other things as well. But Rama says that Minagainu is to follow the Shita and the Gemara, that loy mahani seba, the only pas v'yayin could you be moitz, only for bread and wine could you be moitz somebody else with the bracha Roshayna. Other things you can't. But but when it comes to pas v'yayin, so my question is this, even when it comes to pas v'yayin, you need a seba. You need to recline in order to be moitz someone else with the bracha. Why? Why don't we say, Barayv am hadras melech? Why don't we just make a rule? Baroiv am hadras melech. Better than one should make the bracha for everybody else. When it comes to brichas hamazon, so we all know when there's three people, so you make a zimun, and we did it the Gemara in principle. The way the zimun is supposed to work is the mezamen is moitzi everybody else with the brichas hamazon. But Tal says we don't do that nowadays because people won't listen, and therefore they won't be able to bench in mechlal. Better each person should bench themselves. But in principle, zimun is echem brachah kulam. Your one leads the benching and is moitzi others. However, the Gemara says when there's two people eating together, the mitzvah lecholik. Mitzvah lecholik. They're not supposed to bench together. You shouldn't have one benching be moitzi the other. Rather, they should bench each one for himself. Which again, why don't we say, Baroiv am hadras melech? Why don't we apply the rule? So, b'kitzur, when it comes to birchas hanenin, so it seems that's an exception, has different rules. And I'll share with you, there's a ran in Megillah that seems to explain it as follows. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Rav when he brings these halachas. The Rana Megillah says that Birchas Hanenin, it's Roy Misha Nenna who Yivarek. When it comes to Birchas Hanenin, there's a special Svara. It's fitting, it's appropriate, it's correct that the one who has a Noah should make the Bracha himself. And that's why, when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, generally you need to make the Bracha by yourself. Two people are able to make the same Bracha, they're both eating, better they should make the Bracha themselves. Why by Zimun do you do it together? Okay, because that's the Shevach, the Kilos, God, the Kale. It's a great benching if you do with a Zimun. That's a special exception. Okay. Why when Yosh was Sovim Shulchan Echot? Why when people are sitting around the same table, are we Moitzi each other? And Lemaisa, a lot of people do this. When it comes to the Broch of a Moitzi on Shabbos, a lot of people, you have about a boss making the Broch, and in the Moitzi, the people sitting around the table. Birchas Hanenin, isn't it Roy, the Mishan Nenu, who Yavarech, it's fitting, the one who makes the, who had a Noah, he should make the Brocha. Says the Ran, because over there there's a seba, or there they're bound together, and when you eat together you become one unity. The pshat is, you know, there's something in it, when you eat together it's not each person had an individual hanor, each person enjoyed his meal, rather when you eat together the pshat is that you ate as one, you enjoyed yourself as one. Hanor is a biyachat. That noise is one. You know, people go out to a restaurant together. There's a big, somehow eating together is not just each person's eaten, or we've technically sat around the table. That there's meaning to the togetherness that comes through eating. So that noise is a noise b'yachad. So therefore, we can make one broch, and it's considered that each person, it's considered that misha nene umavorek. We as a group had a noise, so therefore we make a broch. So therefore, that's the hezber of birchas hanenin. Okay, so birchas hanenin is going to be the exception, and over there you need a saber. But for birchas mitzvahs, the rule we should apply is Reiv am hadras melech. So l'chura should be straightforward, based on the Gemara that in principle one person can make a bracha and be moitzi others. However, it gets a little bit more complicated. So because the first time this is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Ches, if hey, in a chassitzis, and over there the mechaber mentions that asara shnayim shloisha, two or three people that are be misatif together in the talis. You have a group of people all putting on the talis together. So the mechaber says that echad mevarach l'kulam, one makes a brichas Tzitzis, for all of them, makes sense, for Ibn Hadras Melech. The Im Rotsu, but if they want, Kolech and Baruch Latzvay. Each one can make their own bracha. So, 1 minute, why? Why don't we say, Baruch Ibn Hadras Melech? Why don't we apply the din of the Gemara that Beis Hillel, Paschim, Mabari, Mari Age, that Echol, Mabari, Lekulam? One should make the bracha, and we might see everybody. So it's a difficult machaber. The source of the machaber is the Tosefta in the last Beik of Brachas. The Tosefta says that Asara shows a mitzvah achas echad mevarach l'kulam. One makes a bracha of all of them. The Tosefta doesn't say that if you want, each person can make their own bracha. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch quoted the Tosefta, but added the point. In Rotzu, you know, if they want, they can all make their own bracha. So the question is why? Why don't we apply the rule that of the Gemara that Baruch am hadras melech? So what I want to share today is the way four Gedolei Achronim address this question. all the same tekufa. So therefore, it was you know, when I noticed it, it's a geshmak, and you have four gedolei achronim of the same tekufa. And they are the gra, the biyah gra and shulchan aruch, the prima gadim, kveiga, and the shulchan aruch harav. All of them address this question, this issue. Why is it the Mechaber has said that when it comes to brichas mitzvahs, imrotzu, if you want, each person can make their own bracha, and yet the Gemara seems to say a klal b'roiv amadras melech. And I'll go in chronological order. I'll start with Grot. They're all much the same tekufa, maybe 30 years apart between them. But we'll start with the Bir Grot, it's the earliest of them. And he says, Kedarka, each one, the way they address it is very much their signal of how to address such a question. The Bir Grot says that the Mechaber says that in Rotzo, if they want, each one can make their own bracha. But it's wrong. Like the Bir Grot, he sees from the Makoris that the din should be different than the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So he's choylik. Right? So, as we know, as we're familiar, the Gra sometimes is choyuk with the Shulchan Aruch. So he says it's wrong. What do you mean in Brachos Echav Brachos Kulam? He says, have a look at the Gemara in Brachos, the 8th page of Brachos. Boi Mereish, Besitl Paskin, Boi Am Hadras Melech. One should be making the Bracha, and everybody should be Yotza. Have a look at the Tesefta. It doesn't say in Brachos Echav Brachos Kulam. It says 10 people doing a mitzvah, one makes a Bracha of all of them. Have a look in the Mishnah and Dabman Beis. Hesebu. In brachos, in the case of Morkin, in Sebu, if the people sat together around the table, Echav Morkin Kulam, one makes a brachos. The simple understanding of the Mishnah is that it's supposed to be Echav Morkin Kulam. The one is supposed to make a brachos, he makes the others. Why? Barayva Madras Melech. Vechena din, Bebrichas Amazon, Bebrichas Anenin. He says that's the din. Always Barayva Amadras Melech, the Bir Grah seems to go with the pashtus of the Maram Kaimus, of the sources, that Barayva Amadras Melech is an overriding rule that applies to almost every case. The exception is if you didn't do a seber, if you ate and you didn't eat together, so then we won't apply it, because the chur we have a svar of the run, that roi misha yena hu yavarech, it's correct that the one who had a no, he should make the bracha. But generally speaking, brave am hadras melech. That's the way the Bir Grah addresses it. If we move on, the prima godim, very much in his signal, says, Ein yudea ke eis hevdol b'sham l'kan. He says, have a look at Simon Reitz Adiches, in Hilchus Avdolah, over there the din is that, one person should make a bracha for all of them. Beis Hillel, a straightforward Gemara, a Braisa. Ein yudeik eis, I don't know why over here the Mechaber has paskened imrotzu. And that's very much a signal from Gadim, a very biddledigger signal. He often says, Lehedit kamoini, I don't know what's happening over here. I don't understand why over here is the Mechaber paskened like this, and why over there is he paskened like that. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kedarkoi, brings all of the Maram Kaimus that seem to be a steerer to this name. And he says, have a look in the Magen Avraham in Simukov Samach Zayin, which is discussing a bracha Roshayna, where the Magen Avraham holds that Echod Me, where Echod Mevracha Kulam, that which sometimes you're able to moiti others in a bracha, you're supposed to. Barayva Madras Melech. He brings, he says, have a look in Kuf Samach Ches in the Magen Avraham. Over there's an interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes, Kuf Samach Ches is discussing the din if you have two pieces of bread. One, a Sholim, a complete piece of bread, so usually you make a bracha on the sholim. And prusak, a broken piece, just a slice of bread, so you make a bracha on the sholim. What about if the sholim is of sa'irim, is of lesser quality, and the prusa is chitim, is a wheat bread, so it's higher quality? So which ones? The Gemara addresses this question. The Gemara says, Yerushalmai makes the Ishneim, the Yerushalmai makes a bracha on both of them together. So the Mangaram quotes a marashal that says, if there's two people by the table, one should make a bracha on this one, and one should make a bracha on that one. Two pieces of bread, each one has a mila, one makes a bracha. So the Magen Avraham argues, and says, first of all, since when do we make up solutions that doesn't say the Gemara? The Gemara says, Yerushalmai makes the Ishneim, you make a bracha on both of them together. How could the Marshal and Mat Moshe come and say that each person should make their own bracha? Secondly, he says, what do you mean each person makes his own bracha? There's two people sitting by a table together. There's a din, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. You have to make the bracha as one. That's a Gemara in the 8th prayer of brachas, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. It's more hotter, it's more splendid for the Melech if you make the bracha together. So what is this? That each person is making their own bracha. So the Magen Avraham, so therefore he disagrees with the Marshal. So the Magen Avraham, so it's the second Magen Avraham where he seems to take the idea of Baroiv Am Hadras Melech to the extent that you can't go and divide. You can't make a bracha separately. There's a din, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. He then brings the Magen Avraham to offer his test, which we mentioned in Hilchos Yom Kippur, where although the Magen Avraham practically says each person should make a bracha for himself, in principle, Barayva Madras Melech. Okay, it's Mimonoshech. Either go with the Barayva Madras Melech, I suppose that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking. He brings the Magen Avraham to offer his test. Either go with the Barayva Madras Melech, why don't you make a bracha? Or you say we can't have Kavona to be Moitzi and Yotza, people won't do it correctly yet, the Magen Avraham is Maskana, so then each person should make a bracha for themselves. But what's this in Rotzo? What's this if you want of the Mechaber? What's this choice? and he brings the Magen Avraham Tofrish. He brings the Magen Avraham Tofrish Beit Tess discussing Hilchos Megillah. But that also, he says that better that one person should read the Megillah and be motivated everybody else rather than individuals reading themselves, because even when there's no minion, because of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. But Sorek Iyun says Rebbe Vega. So that's very much dark how he brings all of the things. And then he says, as he often does whenever he found the question mentioned in an Achron before him, so he says, I never know Ezer. Have a look at Evan Ezer that addressed this. And I think the pshat of Rabbi Kibbe Eger is, he's even after the answer of Evan Ezer, he's still bothered by the question. The Evan Ezer is, just interestingly, he was a grandson of the Marashal. So he goes and defends the Marashal. The Morgan of Rome asked on the Marashal, what do you mean, I mentioned to you before, two people have, you have a prus of chitim and a shleim of soirim. So the Marashal says, one person make a brach on this, one on that. The Morgan of Rome asks, what do you mean? One has to make the bracha. So he goes and defends his grandfather and uses that to answer. And the Magen Avraham, the Rebbe Kibbe Eger says, ultimately this will answer the question. But it's a tremendous chiddush. He says, Bereva Madras Melech doesn't mean that one person has, it's not like a lomdush adin, that one person makes the bracha and he's moitzi others, that's Bereva Madras Melech. You know, if two people make the bracha individually, if they're listening to each other and they say Amen, so it's also Bereva Madras Melech. You're also making a bracha together with other people, and they're part of it, and it's also Bereva Madras Melech. The Gemara in Brachas that said you bring the Eish to the Beis HaMedrash, that's the Beis HaMedrash, everyone's learning. And therefore, if they made the bracha individually, no one else is going to listen to your bracha. If we say the din is one makes a bracha, they'll all listen. But if each person makes their own bracha, no one's going to listen to the other person's bracha, because they're busy learning. So then there won't be Bereva. Then the brachas will be individual. Masha Inkin, says Levin Oizer, if everyone's listening to each other's bracha, then it's Bekayim Berivam. So the Rebbe Vega seems to be saying, Levin Oizer answers this question. If we go with that mahalach, if we go with that approach, so then, what's the rule? That basically you can always make your own bracha. It's just better to do it Berivam. What's Berivam? Have other people listen. Say Amen. So that's the teretz of Levin Oizer. However, it's against the Pashtus. I mean, it's certainly against the Magen Avraham, and it's against the Pashtus that there's a din of the Gemara that one person should be moitzi others with a bracha, mitzad Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. So finally, I'll share with you the teretz of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who also kedarkoi, he doesn't like to stay with questions. When there's a question, the question is sort of mechiah for him, there must be a teretz. You must have to say a chiddush to be able to answer the teretz, to answer the question. So in Sidur Reish Gimel, he also presents these dinim. He says, when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, if they've done a seber of Yoshua, if you're sitting around one table, then one should be moitzi others. By the way, okay, yeah, it's difficult. I don't know if, all right, let's keep moving. If Yoshua, one should be moitzi others. But by Birchas Tzitzis, if 10 people are doing a mitzvah together, 5 people doing a mitzvah together, or tefillin, you're putting a tefillin together, better than that over there, imrot, so if you want, then echod mevarech lekulam. Why don't you make the bracha for everybody? Why? Bereva Madras Melech. Imrot, so kolechem vorech la'atzmi. And if you want, each person makes their own bracha. According to the Mechaber, how does it fit? So he answers it. He says, because there's also an Indian harvest of brachas. And he says, Eloshin le'oilem yarb odom brachas atzrichas. He uses this Eloshin to answer different questions in different places in Hilchos Birchas Hanenin. Le'oilem yarb odom brachas atzrichas. When you have a bracha that each person's mechuyev in, there's a mila in making ribui brachas. In other words, there's a mila of Bereivam. It's one mila. Bereivam, one person makes the brachas, he makes everybody. And there's another mila of to be marabre brachas, that when there's different people have a chiyuv to make a bracha, there's an advantage that each person should make their own in order to cause ribui brachas. Seder, the answer doesn't begin. What do you mean? The Gemara says in the 8th paragraph of Brachas that Beis Hillel say, Bereiv Am Hadras Melech, you make together. So he says, or when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, the Mishnah says, Hasebu, Echad Vorech Lekulam. We don't say you can choose to make your own Brachas. We say that Bereiv Am. Only over here in the Chassidus, the Mechaber says you can choose. What's the difference? So he says, he goes back to the Ran. When are you allowed to make a Bracha together by Birchas Hanenin? Only when there's something binding you together, like we explained. Really, there's a klal of Mishiyen who Yivarech. But when there's something binding us together, so then we're all sitting around the same table and enjoying ourselves together, so then it's Hano B'yachat. So therefore, you're able to make one bracha. So he says that's not just allowing you to make one bracha. That's also taking away the chiyuv, individual chiyuv of brachas. And he goes and explains, it's not a bracha shein atzricha. You're allowed to make your own brachas. It wouldn't be considered a bracha shein atzricha. But in principle, there's no brachas atzrichas. You can't say each individual is chayav in a bracha because they eat together. They ate together, so therefore there is no ribui brachas atzrichas. It's the mechuyav here in one bracha. So therefore we apply the rule of bereivam hadras melech. Better have one bracha, so you might see everybody bereivam hadras melech. And we don't say everyone can imrotu if they want. They can go for the other mila, because the other mila doesn't exist. The other mila is when each individual person has an individual chiyuv, so there's the Eivishter, so to speak, expecting 10 brachas over here. So there's a mila to give him all those brachas, which can counter the mila of ribui brachas of bereivam hadras melech. But over here you can't do that. When there's no ribui brachas atzrichas, when what's tzorich, what's necessary is one bracha, so then we apply the rule of Brevam. And oibazoi, what about the din of Mori H? So the emes, the pashtus for Mori H is the brichas and enin. So how come they're able to have one person be moiti others? As we probably most people do that by Mori Havdallah, the mavdol makes a Mori H, and everybody's yoytah, they don't make their own bracha. Sometimes, some places people do, but pashtus. The pashtus says you don't make your own bracha, like Mesillah. How come? You're not all sitting around the same table. So Tosis asks the question, and Tosis says, since they have the Hanor literally as one, since the Hanor comes literally simultaneously, so therefore also, it's one Hanor. And one Hanor, we can apply the same rule that the Ran says for Brichas and Enin, that when they sit together, they become one, and therefore there's only one Chiyuv of a Brocha, there's one Hanor. And therefore that one Hanor doesn't just allow one person to make the Brocha, it also makes that the rule of Ravam Hadras Melech is the only rule which plays in this case, and the din of Ribui Brochas, there's no Ribui Brochas at Tzrichas, because you're Mechuyuv in one Brocha altogether over here. With that, he also answers the Morgan of Rom. The Morgan of Rom says, V'shechionu, V'chein adin basuka, V'chein adin baluluf. The same din is also true by, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. V'chein adin b'halel, v'chein adin b'luluf. Why only halel and luluf? And not, and what about sukkah? What about kiyah sheifa? Why over there we do reivam? What about mikra megillah? Why we do reivam? Why by luluf, the Morgan of Rome says nowadays people won't have kavana, so better do it separately? So what he seems to answer is as follows. Once we have this rule that when you've done something together, so it unites you, and then you're mechuyev just in one bracha, so we can apply it to mitzvahs as well. A kind of mitzvah that's done together as one, so then there's a chiyuv in one bracha. And because there's only a chiyuv in one bracha, so we apply the rule of Berev Am. And because we apply the rule of Berev Am as a chiyuv gomor, we can't say, listen, the chazan might not be moitzi me, might not have kavana. It's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv of Berev Am. So therefore we have to do it together. So therefore he says, a mitzvah like shofar, there's a baal tekeah who's moitzi all the people. So maybe they're doing the mitzvah together. If you're doing the mitzvah together, that's as binding, it binds us together as much as sitting around the same table and eating together. So just as over there, we say this Berev Am, and there is no ribui brachas atzrichas, also over here, we're doing a mitzvah together, we can have one bracha. And therefore we have the rule of Berev Am, but we don't have the rule of ribui brachas atzrichas, because there aren't ribui brachas atzrichas. It's enough one bracha, because we're doing the mitzvah together. V'chein adin b'mikra megillah, and that explains the Magen Avraham. V'chein adin b'yeshiva sukkah, we're all sitting in the same sukkah, so that's binding, and therefore we could, as some people here said that that's what they do, have one leishiv v'sukkah to be motzi all the people, because we're all together. Assumingly not so by Halal, where each person in Maisa is doing the way our minig is from the time of the Poisim in Shulchan Aruch, when I scale in Shulchan Aruch, is that we do have each person reading their own Halal. So maybe we're not yoyitzu with the Chazan and like the original way of Makrinus Halal. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv. There we have the Imratzu. It's like the Machaber says, it's like the Shulchan Aruch says by Tzitzis, that each person is doing an individual mitzvah, you can choose to go this way or you can choose to go that way. Same is true luluf. Each person is doing an individual mitzvah, so therefore each person has his own chiyuv bracha. So you can choose either to go with Berev Am or to go with the ribui brachas ha-tzrichas. So, right. What about? So to some extent that explains our minhag more or less. One way to explain our minhag is based on the. Let's tie up a bit of Malamaisa. One way to explain our minhag would be based on the Evan Oyser. That says that really, when you make your own bracha, you also become Berev Am, you have other people listening, etc. So Mela, it's not a big deal one way or the other. But this way would also explain our minhag, more or less divides the mitzvahs correctly, the way we do it, in other words, the same way as we do it. Shofar and Lulav, everyone does together, Megillah, everyone does together. According to this, Sukkah would also be everyone doing together, and that, I know that not always do people do that, some people do a Leishim separately, but the truth is it can also be explained, when there's exceptions, okay, let me just maybe share one more option to explain our minhag, which is that the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings this din, when he brings the din in Simcha Ches and Hilchos Tzitzis, he says, that the Gros says, that really, everyone should be doing the mitzvah together. The bracha together, Berev Am Hadras Melech. Lamaisa the minhag is not that. He says maybe because people don't have kavana. In other words, perhaps we can apply the Morgan of Rom of people not having kavana to all other mitzvahs as well. So, right? He quotes Chayyadim. Chayyadim says, listen, maybe the reason that we're not noyeh always that one person makes the bracha for everyone else is because people are machaven to be yetzer. So how come we do it sometimes? I mean, the classic examples are Shofar and Megillah, where as far as I know, nobody makes the bracha at Shmuel Kol Shofar by himself. So it could be that if the reason is, like the Magen Avraham says at the end, that we don't have kavana, yeah, it could be in the pashas, you can take that to all the mitzvahs. The exception is the mitzvahs where you're anyway being yetzer. Yeah, I'm saying I just finish off with it. A mitzvah that you're anyway being yetzer with the chazan, like Shofar, no, you're anyway being yetzer with the chazan. So Mela, of course, you have kavana to be yetzer with the bracha as well. And the same is true with Megillah, I say everyone over time. Have a gemar, chasim, batoiva.
Sure, very good. Nice.